I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. We got Stucky from the Action Network, sports betting analyst, joining us at 9:40 to give us some winners for the weekend. Right now, though, we open up EB's Entertainment page, which is brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. With only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can, enter the code JUNKIES and you're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. There's a hip-hop iconic duo that's going to have a new, as JP says, biopic.
Biopic. That was a botch.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like country. It happens when you race through it.
It's funny.
I'm curious. I won't make you guess who it is, but I'm curious if you'll be interested because you don't think of them as legends, but they had some legendary hits, and it premieres on Lifetime tomorrow night. Salt and Pepper. Will you watch the biopic on Salt and Pepper? They had some sillies back in the day.
No, I don't care about pushing
it.
Well, I know Cakes isn't.
What are their other hits besides Push It? That's the one that's popular.
Oh, Shoop.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Let's talk about Sex. That was
Let's talk about Sex. A huge smash.
Shake Your Thangs.
They had quite a few sillies back in the day.
I'm too busy watching Your Honor on Showtime starring Bryan Cranston. You guys are doing this.
I've heard that's good.
I'm sleeping on that one for
my
sure.
Wife drool coming out doing...
My wife watched all of them, she told me I have to watch it. It looks, the way it's like produced and filmed, it looks a lot like True Detective.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's shot in New Orleans, so I could see that.
And I think there's some of the same actors from True Detective, but yeah, I got to
watch. So are you telling me that the Salt and Pepper story is not going to be the next Straight Outta Compton?
I mean, it's on Lifetime.
Straight Outta Compton was really good. Hence, Salt and Pepper... not going to be as good as Straight Outta Compton.
I believe there's a rift with Spinderella, right? I think they don't get along anymore.
You say so.
Yeah, I think so.
I have to lean on your expertise here.
Yeah, yeah. Would you ever wear...
Since you bring up Straight Outta Compton, I do know that Death Row's CEO got pardoned.
He got pardoned. Well, one of the
co-CEOs. Hold on, Death Row still exists? That record label is still in business?
Former
Death Row. Okay.
No. But yeah, Snoop lobbied on his behalf.
Right.
But you know what's interesting about that? Not to get into politics at all, but it just shows you how it's all a sham. Like, you wonder, well, why did Lil Wayne get pardoned? Like, who cares about Lil Wayne?
Right.
Why does the president care? But apparently, this is the way those things work. They told Lil Wayne, if you endorse Trump, we'll pardon you.
Right.
Remember, it's simple.
He took that goofy picture with his thumbs up, and didn't he have like some girlfriend say dump him or something like that?
Yeah, I think he lost his girlfriend over it. But I mean, he was getting a pardon out of it.
Didn't Joe Exotic?
That just shows you how shady politics is.
Wasn't Joe Exotic waiting to get him pardoned?
Yeah,
he got bypassed.
I don't think Joe ever committed to Trump. If Joe would endorsed Trump, he might have got hooked.
Maybe
you gotta endorse him. I guess that's how it works. So anyway, Salt and Pepper has a biopic out tomorrow on Premiere or on Lifetime. If you're into that at all, I'm actually strangely curious. So I might check that out.
Is it a doc or is it feature actresses portraying them?
I would imagine actors. Actresses.
Okay.
Actors and actresses. Oh, in fact, one of them wanted their daughter to portray her. I can't remember if it was Salt or Peppa, but
how old are they?
Didn't get the gig.
They've got to be mid-50s, right?
Yeah, they're getting up there. And I can't remember which one is which. I think they just, you know, age is just taking its toll. It takes its toll on all of us, Jason.
Of course.
Yeah.
Richie.
Not that I'm a huge fan, but Spinderella is a great DJ name.
Great
That's
name, right?
That's an amazing DJ name. Absolutely.
Right.
Props for that.
Valdez, you can help me with this story. Everyone seems to be opening an OnlyFans account. Maybe the Junk should open an OnlyFans account. Cause didn't I see like even like some rappers are
Doesn't
opening
everybody
one?
Get naked on an OnlyFans account? Isn't
Usually,
that the whole
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, but I think it's getting so widespread now that some celebs
things are getting widespread. All right,
a story about a woman who claims to be Christian, very Christian model. She says she prays every night. But she makes $200,000 a month on OnlyFans,
wow.
And I believe she shows everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way she's not getting naked and getting $200K per month. I mean, are you kidding me?
She's dressed seductively. And
somebody call the deacon. Get the deacon to pray for her.
At night, she says prayers, and horny religious donks are logging on. And praying with
Jason,
her.
What
and
if,
praying, she takes
what if,
her, a
top
off.
Yeah.
What if your daughter said, Dad,
topless.
Don't ever tune in, but I'm making $200K a month, and I'll chop it with you. $200K a month.
They better give me some cash.
Would you say, okay, go up there, and she's got the bedroom door locked, and you know what's going on there. She's on OnlyFans on all fours.
How explicit is it?
Pretty explicit.
I think it's up to the person.
Okay. Like
it's up to the individual.
They can show whatever
they
want.
It can be tasteful.
Yeah.
I mean, tasteful as in they're just showing their bodies.
Bikinis.
Oh, well, that's
No. Bikinis he would do. Yeah, no. I'm saying nude.
Bikinis should be making $20 a month.
I'm saying nude.
I wouldn't be happy about it, but
some very, very private shots.
I wouldn't be happy about it, but they're going to make $200K.
But it does show her entrepreneurial
side. Would you look the other way?
I guess. Would you
endorse it?
I mean, of course not. If they're in their
20s. No, but $200K a month.
I know.
That's a lot of coin.
Yeah, but that's got to dry up a bit. Now, you can make a good living
for
a while.
You do that for a couple years,
that's
you're
gotta
straight.
That's got to dry up after a few months.
Dry up. I see what you did.
I wasn't even trying to do that, but it works.
Right.
You know what
I mean, Drabby, would you let Sarah do it for $200K a month?
Absolutely.
Right? Would you have any problem?
No. Give everyone the password.
What about
passwords galore?
What about $100K a month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean? That's 1.2 million.
Yeah. Trav wouldn't wake up at 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah, that's his lottery ticket.
Living a life.
Right. Well, the story about the nightly prayer, I thought about Mrs. Bickle.
You did?
Yeah.
She's not opening an OnlyFans, I can promise you that.
Giving an OnlyFans to all the Junk's P1s that want to pray with her at night.
Oh, yeah, she could do that. She would do it for free, though.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
She wouldn't charge.
There are some mature women who have, like, sexy Instagrams and OnlyFans, and they have quite the following. Now,
what do you mean, sexy?
Well, like, tasteful nudes and stuff.
Tasteful nudes? There's nothing tasteful nude about, like, you know, like an 80-year-old woman.
80 might be pushing it, but, like, in their 60s, for sure.
Mm, really?
I've seen them.
You can vouch for it.
How have you seen them? Do they label it as like granny?
Well, no,
show research.
OnlyFans?
I haven't seen the OnlyFans, but I know that they have them. Like
I know that you're into old guys, like grandpas and young girls. I know that's a thing for
you. Clarify that a little bit.
What do you mean? Well, I mean legal.
Legal, yeah.
Yeah, legal, but like a 20-year-old chick and like a 75-year-old horny old man.
Absolutely.
That's your thing, right?
Google blue pill men.
That's my dream. That's my dream.
Would you ever go the other way when you watch?
Where'd my blue chew spots go? I miss them so much.
Do you ever go mature the other way?
Yeah, but usually there's a step somewhere in there.
Like a younger person.
Those are so fake.
Right. I'm being honest.
Right.
By the way, Drab, I just shipped you the $5 on Venmo because I was lax in buying our Powerball tickets.
Thanks. You'll buy mine tonight.
By the way, yes. Speaking of our daughters and money, my daughter, yeah. I don't want to say the restaurant she works at. I should, but I won't. But on a $5 check last night, she's 17 years old. $5 check, she got a $150 tip.
What?
Whoa, what's going on there?
How did that happen? That's very abnormal.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's
what,
an outlier.
The behind it?
I didn't know
was
she
Ocho at Cinco dining in the restaurant? Because he likes to hook
it was a curbside. She was delivering a curbside, you know, order, and the guy just hooked her.
Who's nubbing it with $5 on curbside? What do you get? Like a bag of fries?
Yeah, what do you get? Like a coffee?
I don't know what the order was.
I mean, what's $5?
Put in the hangout where she works.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to
out you. Why in the hangout? He's not going to see it.
No, it's fine. Anyway.
By the way, you...
Yeah.
I think it might have been a little bit more than $5, but it was a very small bill.
Right.
$50, and was it an older gentleman?
She just started peeling
it. Was it an older gentleman, or was it like a potential suitor?
No.
Oh, is it a cash tip, too?
Yeah, it's cash tip. She said he was probably in his 50s.
Oh, he still might have been hollering.
Oh, easy killer.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, why else would you do that?
The male version.
She obviously made a good impression.
My version of her, when I would get cash tips, I would take them straight to the liquor store next door and buy scratch-off lottery tickets I was 18 or 19.
Hold on. I got to do that to the Powerball. Is it Powerball tonight or Mega?
Mega.
Millions?
Mega.
I got to get a couple more tickets.
Got to go out and buy them.
Have the girls, have they inherited the same love of cash that you do? Like, is
no.
it a
they
frequent?
Don't even know what, they don't even know how to use it.
Sounds like they inherited
they
the mom's. Love of using
well,
his credit card.
Who doesn't love right. cash? Who doesn't love
well,
cash
Well, no, everybody
money?
Does. But, I mean, like Jason, I feel like he thinks about money all day long. I feel like
about,
the,
yes.
the concept of
I
money is in his brain.
Every single day.
You think about stonks yeah. all the time. all much. Stonks all the time. I'm kind of with
no, but
you.
If they have cash, like if they get cash for birthdays or holidays or whatever,
hey,
they
Jason.
Usually they give it to me and they want me to deposit in their account.
Jason.
What? What?
15 minutes, market opens. Just a reminder.
I don't think it's going to be a good day in the market.
Just 15 minutes. Just letting you know.
I know. Believe me. I got the.
Just so you're aware.
I got the Yahoo Finance page up right now.
Of course you do.
Futures are down.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I've been watching a certain stock lately. I can't mention it, but I've been watching it.
It's on a bit of a heater. It's on a bit of a
one
heater,
on,
that
the
stock.
The one that I've been looking at is on a heater.
Yeah,
I mean, the
I
market
know.
In general is on a heater.
Correct. But there's one
True.
With three letters in it
uh-huh.
that I've been had a particular eye on of late.
Right.
That I can't right. speak about. Damn it.
You have more entertainment, Paige, because there's actually
sure.
an interesting story what, about
when is
money.
Stucky coming on?
He comes 940. On at 9:40. Like he's okay. done every week during football season.
I don't know. You think
ones.
He's going to care about what time? I know he comes in the 9 o'clock
EB,
hour.
EB, time is an artificial construct. Time's a flat yeah. circle. Remember what Matthew McConaughey said back in the day. Don't worry sure. about time.
True detective,
don't
right?
Don't worry about when people tell you it's time to break or you have to go to commercial.
I never do worry
it's
about that.
It's all artificially constructed.
All right. Well, we will go to break. We'll come back with more entertainment.
I got to do a commercial.
Here on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk some gambling, give you some winners coming up at 9:40 with Stucky from the Action Network. A little distracted during the break because Cakes' wife, who on Twitter is at Simba Loves Bell.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She tweeted a picture of, I guess, a basketball team that both Cakes and I were on. Your brother Mark was on the team.
Okay.
And it's a team picture. It has to be probably 1977, I would guess. We're probably 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
And my shoes, if you focus on my shoes.
May Pops.
No, they're the dirtiest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
Where is this now?
I put it in the hangout, but Amy's wife tweeted it, or you can follow me at ClassJoeJP. And the shoes are the dirtiest shoes I've ever seen. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm sure they're May Pops. I used to get Winter Twos from Sears. That was like the go-to brand that my mom would get.
Yeah.
Right. I wasn't on that squad.
I was just silly in the middle holding the basketball. Yeah. Ball day.
You know what's so sick is I can go through there and I can name at least half those guys.
Sure. I can only name five. I can name five.
1, 2, 3, 4. Because I might be able to name
six. I grew
up
playing soccer with Chris. And then Nick was our starting center years later when we played County.
Right. Oh, that's great.
What a ragtag bunch that is.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You wondered why South Bowie always got worked whenever we went to Landover Hills.
Pretty diverse group.
Right. Oh, I know why they got worked.
You wonder why every time we went to one of the hills, Landover Hills.
That's the palest basketball team I've ever seen in my life.
And it doesn't look like the most athletic bunch either.
But again, we're like 7 or 8. I mean,
I'm going to say we're under 8 because we're all pulling the socks way up high. The stripes.
Everyone's
socks.
Got the money
it
looks stripes.
So terrible.
I got to go. I got to see if I have any shots like that. I don't think my parents cared enough to take a picture of me.
Well, this is like one of those. This is one of those team photos.
My parents didn't even go to our games. My dad would drop me off at the gym or whatever, and pick me up an hour later. He didn't care.
I can tell you what my parents weren't investing in: haircuts.
Yeah, they all had the Corona haircuts.
Haircuts or combs?
It's brutal.
Good Lord!
I mean, who's the one in the back right with the bowl cut? It's silly. That looks like the EB. Silly. Yeah, your shoes are nubs, JP.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure, they're winner twos. You used to be a winner two
like
guy.
They're fresh out of the box.
Like I said.
JP.
Oh, yeah. Cakes has the fresh Nikes.
I got the silly Cakes.
Hey, Drabby. Dude, that's like 1977. Cakes had like the first Nikes.
Yeah. I was right there in Oregon.
I'm
right.
Telling you.
He had the first Nikes.
I had fresh
unless those
Nikes.
Are the. I had the first Stadias. Do you remember those? I had those because I was too. Actually, anyway. Look, Mark has the your brother has the fresh Nikes,
the
too.
The Allvilles had fresh Nike kicks.
They had, silly Christmases.
Kicks. You know
the
what?
Allvilles.
EB, you and I were playing outside, so my shoes got dirty. Cakes and Mark.
I mean, how's
clean shoes?
JP was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Keep
how
thinking
does he have
that.
The dirtiest shoes on the planet?
I love how you say that. I lived in
I think
one-story
JP's
house.
Shoes were just cream. Yeah, but JP's family, they were land barons. They had five apartment condos and everything.
I mean, he went to the fanciest middle school on the planet.
True.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. He'd love to throw it out there. We grew up with
vacation. He's been vacationing
Buick and Oldsmobiles.
He's been vacationing in Puerto Rico since he was a baby.
Your parents were just frugal. Your parents were frugal. But those weren't white shoes, JP. Those are guaranteed winter twos from Sears, and they were like cream.
Or like the canvas.
They definitely aren't basketball shoes.
They're definitely not.
Hey, Drabby, are you impressed that Cakes had the original Nikes.
And like, I'm holding the ball, which means I'm the baller on the squad.
No, it
doesn't. Just means I have the ball in my hands. I'm the center.
Means you were one of the short guys in the front. That's all it means.
Hicks looks like such a baby in that photo.
He does.
Right?
Sorry, I got distracted during the break.
I'm totally distracted.
Amy's like unearthing.
Just think about
pictures.
How different kids at seven look now and what they wear.
Who wears pants playing basketball?
Well, that was a thing back in the day.
Dude, okay. Look at the socks, though. Everyone
style,
had the same
man.
Socks. What was up with the stripes on the socks?
By the
why
way,
was that a thing?
I disrespect everybody in that picture that didn't have the stones to not wear a tank top, that put a T-shirt on underneath. Come on.
Cakes actually is the baller of the group.
Of course I'm the baller there.
Cakes has the fresh Nikes. The royal blue stripe, those were the first joints.
Not some loser wearing a big T underneath.
Yeah. I mean, JP looks
like Colin
he's wearing,
Elamine.
He looks like he's wearing like a Mike Bray mock turtleneck. Underneath.
I mean, you're
what's
gross.
Going on there?
We were 6 years old. That's
your style
nubs.
Was nubs. And Nick was tucking in his shirt. That's a lot of guys tucking in their
Do
tanks.
I know any of those kids? Or those
well, you
guys
know Chris Beckman.
Oh, that is Chris Beckman. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chris ended up being a Division I lacrosse player.
He's got the wristband swag going on. Good for him.
Yeah, Chris Beckman. I knew I recognized him.
He does not look like a basketball player.
No.
Who?
You.
I'm not in
Eric's
that.
Not
He's
in
not
that.
In it.
No, that's cool. Not... Who's on the back right?
Yeah.
That's not
we don't know.
That was not that.
No, he's got the E-Bizzle haircut. It's not actually
He's
E-Bizzle.
Got the silly E-Bizzle bowl, but that's not me.
He's standing kind of funky.
Yeah.
That team got pummeled by 40
every game. That guy's like popping his hip.
Probably not, because that team was playing other South Bowie teams.
I don't want to see the box scores from that team.
If you played Silver Hill could have only played two guys and they would have beat you.
those are the days when we'd play each other and game would be
like
16-12.
We hadn't graduated to county
league.
Yeah,
that's way early.
How much money would you pay to see that team do a layup line?
Oh, you might not see one made.
Exactly. For an hour, they wouldn't make one.
All right, Atlas, if you're curious, Atlas Joe JP.
I gotta have to ask my mom to see. I'm telling you, I don't even think she cared. I don't think we ever have a team picture of nothing.
I think I have a picture, EB. You and I were on a team. I can't remember the kid's name. Like Brian Green was on our team. Like that was a decent team that we wore red. I might have a picture of that.
Oh, I'd
that
be
you're
sized.
On the squad, like team
I'd
pick.
I'd be sized.
We were the small guys on the team because obviously, like there were guys that were a year older than us.
Right.
That's the type of
team. And we did have some diversity on that team, EB.
That's the type of team that plays a 2-3 zone the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right. I don't know what else we want to get into. Oh, yeah. We're going to do more EP, right? Dave Chappelle. I don't know if you guys saw this. He tested positive for COVID. Shocker, though, he is asymptomatic, which is great. I believe this is going to resolve. I was trying to say it with the Feinstein thing, but you guys are going back and forth. But I keep telling you, the WHO changed their recommendation 2 days ago for two tests now and symptoms to be considered a positive. And so if these leagues adopt this, Jason, this is going to eliminate a lot of these issues. You know, like when all these athletes are getting these asymptomatic tests, but they're still positive, that should go away. So hopefully the leagues adopt that. We'll see. It's hopefully something to monitor here in the next few weeks and months.
I just
months.
Don't want college hoops to shut down in February and then come back in
They're
March.
Not. I know
yeah,
this.
I don't think so either, but a lot of commissioners are worried that it's going to happen. If commissioners
They're
going
to plow
worried,
through it. I've
hope,
talked to
I
Division
right.
I coaches, and
right.
they need the money. The athletic departments, the schools need the money,
Absolutely.
So they're gonna plow through it.
Yeah.
Now, the other sports, who knows? But basketball will get through their season. They will get that money.
No, I think they'll get
it.
Through it. I'm worried. I'm concerned of a shutdown, not permanently, just for a couple weeks, 3 weeks.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, if they're going to have to take two tests, it should really mitigate a lot of this. So hopefully it does. Dolly Parton's terrible. She lost her brother just at 67, Cakes. Not too far away from the old junk's age.
No, it's not that far off.
Randy Parton, the younger brother, passed away of cancer. Horrible story there. Of course, we did the Dustin Diamond story. Screech, he's got stage 4 cancer. It's in his lungs. It's all over his body. But it didn't originate there. So I don't know if that means he's got a shot at this. Usually, if you have lung cancer, you're just cooked. I remember my doctor told me, You get pancreatic, you're cooked, obviously. You get lung cancer, you're cooked.
Pretty optimistic doctor.
He just said, you want to live a long life, this is what you avoid.
Go buy a coffin immediately.
Did he actually say you're cooked? Did that come out of his mouth? You're cooked.
I think he said you're dead. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, you got to avoid pancreatic, you got to avoid lung cancer. But I wonder if it originates somewhere else, maybe you have a shot. So let's hope he does. He's already gone through one round of chemo, so that's good. This is a story that's fascinating to me. There's one of these security ADT techs who has admitted, Cakes, that he was installing security cameras all around, where did he work? In Texas. And he hacked into the home security cameras of 200 attractive customers to spy on the women and couples. Hitting the skins more than 9,600 times over a four-year period.
Man, so that's drab level. That's drab level.
When he was setting up the security cameras for folks, he was also putting in a special email address that also gave him access to all of their security cameras.
What a mega creep that dude is.
So this guy had his own Pornhub, essentially, at home, and he was just checking out whoever was hitting skins that night or that afternoon.
Man,
imagine how horrifying that is.
That is dastardly on his part.
It's bad enough, at my house, that we have Google, Alexas everywhere, and they're listening to everything. I don't think there's a chance I would put cameras in my house.
I think my Alexa's been unplugged literally for 5 years.
I don't know how we use that. 20 times a day.
Timers. You know what I should do with it? I should bring it down to the edge of my driveway and just put a little free post-it note on it. Just have somebody take it.
So silly, though.
Someone would scoop it quick.
Christmas time. Hey, Alexa, play some Christmas music. Starts playing Christmas music.
Give it to me, and my wife will put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Make 20 bucks off it.
It'll be gone in a day. Yeah, 20 bucks.
Alexa, off. See, now I said it, and now she's starting to talk to me. They are listening to everything. Oh,
of course they are.
And they're watching, apparently, everything. Did we do the update on the Army Hammer story?
No.
Again, I don't really know that donk. I guess he played the Winklevoss twins in the Facebook movie.
Social Network.
Silly Network movie.
You haven't seen that movie? I know you haven't seen a billion movies, but you haven't
seen... No, I saw that one.
You saw the Social Network.
I saw that one, yeah, sure. But I don't sort of recognize him as the Winklevoss guys. But anyway, you know, he has all of these allegations of abuse, of cannibalism. He has a private Instagram that his boys leaked.
He wishes he had as much Bitcoin as the guy he was playing in the Social Network.
But his girlfriend, who I guess has accused him of abuse, says that he was dead serious, and he mentioned it several times that he wanted her to see a doctor about removing the last rib or two on each side so that he could eat them. He wanted to cook her ribs and eat them. And he kept telling her she didn't need them.
I just don't believe it.
That's very bizarre.
That's what she claims.
I know. I just don't believe it.
I mean, she looks like a normal girl. He was crazy. She looks like a normal girl. He looks like a normal guy.
I feel like...
No, he looks crazy in the private Instagram.
Did you see the pictures?
If you order
a Chinese takeout, and you order barbecued spare ribs, don't you already feel a little primal eating barbecued spare ribs from an animal?
I've never thought of it, but maybe.
Ribs are so silly.
Ribs are so great. I love them, but I would never...
But don't you think that when you just eat a chicken, drumstick?
Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre. He wants to ramp it up to eating a human rib instead of an animal rib.
I don't know, man.
Of course it is. It's called cannibalism.
You know what? He's top five weirdest guy on the planet. He makes my top five.
It's pretty weird.
Well, if it's true, I still question if it's true.
I'm killing him.
I know. I dump that.
You should dump that.
Big Queen's right guy. That's my guy.
Supposedly, his wife lives in the Cayman Islands or something.
Okay.
And she won't come back to the United States. So he has to fly to the Cayman Islands, I guess, to go see his kids.
Poor him. He's got to take trips to the Cayman Islands all the time.
It gets costly.
What a terrible life.
And he's bitching about it because he would like his kids, to be living in the United States. I don't think that's an unreasonable request. But of course, we talked about this before.
His wife knows that he's a psycho, and she moved the kids to the Cayman Islands, so they're hard to access.
But he has said that it sucks having to go to the Caymans to see his kids, except for the girl, Miss Cayman, he calls her, who he leaked a photo on his Instagram, his private Instagram of. She's in her lingerie on all fours on the bed waiting for him. And you could see her butt cheeks have some, they're pink.
That's what Amy's like, doing right now.
Right, waiting for cakes.
Right.
All 10 a.m.
Just
all fours.
She's teaching a bunch of kids via Zoom. It's like the opposite of what she's doing.
Right.
All right, well, lunch break is coming up soon.
Lunch break, sure.
How often cakes are do Amy's cheeks rosy like that? From
I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
He's very uncomfortable. Right
yeah. Very uncomfortable on the air.
It is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable doing like sex shtick from home.
Yeah. She give you
she's 20 feet away.
She give you an anatomy lesson around noon every day.
Right.
No, she does not.
All right.
There you go. I entertained you.
All right, we got Stucky joining us next from the Action Network.
Let's get his winners.
Winners for Championship Sunday and beyond here on The Fan.
Got to tell you about our friends at Paisano's, though. Ready for some free game day pizza from Paisano's? Good, because this Saturday and Sunday only, Paisano's playoff game day BOGO is back. Here's the deal. Ricky's, buy any large Paisano's pizza at regular price. You get a second large pizza of equal or lesser value for free. Order online at paisanospizza.com. Use the promo code LBOGO. That's LBOGO. Going for two is an easy call with Paisano's Game Day BOGO. Curbside pickup and no contact delivery is available. Game Day free pizza from Paisano's tomorrow and Sunday only. Paisano's, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Watch us on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's our pal Stucky from the Action Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Stucky2. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How'd you do last weekend?
Saturday, I got everything possible wrong. And Sunday, I got everything right. So it was literally a complete wash. The Ravens pick six just killed me in that game.
Killed a lot of people.
But, everything broke my way on Sunday. Didn't on Saturday, so it was kind of just a wash of a weekend.
You're so calm on this show. Are you screaming like everybody else is throwing cash on these games when you see your money go down the toilet, or do you just handle it because it's just the way it works?
Yeah, I mean, I'll scream on Twitter just because I know some people are following my bets, and I feel for them. But for the most part, no. I've been doing it for so long, betting like almost every day for since high school back in 2003.
You've seen it all, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens, I'm a huge Ravens fan, so I collapsed to the ground when that happened because I also had a lot of money on them. But I laugh. Like, you have a bad beat, and I laugh like a maniac, and you're just like, every once in a while, like, something will happen that'll get to me for a day. But, for the most part, you get numb eventually.
Did you grow up around Baltimore? Are you a Maryland guy, or how did you fall into following the Ravens?
Yeah, I grew up kind of outside of Philadelphia. I went to high school in Delaware, kind of right in between Philly and Baltimore, had season tickets for 10 plus years, Ravens have always been my team.
But isn't Delaware like prime, like, Eagles territory? How did you escape that fandom?
Well, the reason I started betting was when I was like, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, my dad would say, I would tell my dad if Duke, he's a huge Duke fan, Penn State fan, Eagles fan. And I would say, Dad, if Duke loses, you're going to give me $20. And then if they win, I'll give you $20. And obviously I was like 11. He would never make me give 20. It was the best. It was the most successful I've ever been betting. So on the rare occasion that Duke would lose, he would give me $20. So I grew up hating the Eagles, Duke, and Penn State football, and I still, to this day, hate all three. I chose the Ravens from a very young age.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's go through these games. In the first one, what's jumping out at you? We've been sort of talking about it off and on all day. I feel like, personally, that Aaron Rodgers is playing at another level right now. I think they're going to be pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, I completely agree. There's some adjustments I think that they can make from the first game when he just looked awful against some of the zone blitzes that Tampa uses. It's going to be really hard to beat Aaron Rodgers at home. I think he's 27-11 against the spread at home as a favorite of under a touchdown, which is about 70%. He's just playing at another level. I think Tampa will put up a fight here. But the lines, I mean, at this point in the season, the lines are pretty efficient. I really want three, or ideally under three there. But I agree with you. I think Green Bay ends up moving on.
I feel like this is a huge game for Rodgers and his legacy. I know he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's always considered, if not the best, certainly one of the top two or three. But he's been to one Super Bowl. He's got a Super Bowl. I get it. But that was 11 years ago. I just feel like this is a big game for him for his career. What do you think?
I agree. The crazy thing is that if he loses this game, Tom Brady will have just as many NFC Championship wins as Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's lost three straight in the NFC Championship. And, I mean, it's football. There's a lot of luck, and it's not just one player. But, yeah, I agree. I think that it's getting another Super Bowl for Aaron Rodgers would be huge for his legacy. Instead of the narrative going to he's lost four straight NFC Championship games.
Yeah, that's a big one. All right, so you like Green Bay there. Any vibes on the team totals or the total in that one?
I would look if you can live bet, I'm going to be looking for a live over. A lot of times in these, and you can check out actionnetwork.com or the Action App. I wrote this up, won't go into it. But a lot of times these conference championships and Super Bowls, they start slower. teams are kind of, you know, you're a little hesitant early. You're trying to feel out what the other team's doing defensively. And the first quarters historically have been lower scoring than you would expect. So I'm looking to try and get an over live. I kind of do like the over. I don't think that there's going to be many stops in this game, but that, I make the number right where it is. So I'll be looking for a live over if it starts slow.
All right, so Kansas City, Buffalo, 3-54 team totals for Buffalo, 24.5, 28.5 for KC. What's your lean?
Yeah, if I can get 3.5 with the Bills, which I'm waiting on, I think we'll get it. I think that as you get more positive news on Mahomes, that more money will come in on, hey, it's Mahomes, Andy Reid at home, I only have to lay 3. But if I can get the Bills plus 3.5, I'm taking them. Again, I'll look for a live over there. And from a, you know, it's not huge edges. I don't love it, but I'll be on the Bills if I can get over a field goal. From a prop perspective in that game, I would really look at Devin Singletary receiving props, the running back for the Bills. The Chiefs are dead last in the NFL against running backs. Out of the backfield, the way that they play their defense, and I think the way that they're going to play their defense is they're trying to take away digs and deep passes, and their linebackers give up a ton to running backs. Moss is hurt. Singletary is going to be in almost every down. I think he's going to get a bunch of check downs and put up some yards from if you're into betting props.
Stucky, do you also like betting the under on Mahomes' rushing prop, whatever that is? Because I would guess Reed's going to try to keep him in the pocket as much as he can with the foot injury.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what that number is. What I think in the Super Bowl last year, it ended up hitting because he kneeled the ball a bunch. But he was running for like 50 yards a puck. And I think it's a huge part of why the Bills – I mean, it's just a huge part of the Chiefs' offense. It's a reason why he's so good against the blitz, his mobility – but last year in the playoffs, especially, he was running for 50, 60 yards a game, keeping plays alive, picking up big first downs. I remember one specifically in that Titans game. I'll be curious to see what the number is. But I imagine that Reed is going to tell him, look, you're not running. You got to slide earlier than usual. Throw it away. So, yeah, I don't think that's a bad look. I'm just curious to see how low that number might be.
All right, Stucky, best of luck this weekend. Always appreciate having you on.
Thank you, buddy.
Good. See you, bro. Have a good weekend. You too.
At Stucky 2.
Ravens
on
flock,
Twitter.
Valdez. Big Ravens guy. Look at that.
We'll have to DM some offensive strategies.
Yes. Uh-huh. You guys will have to huddle.
All right,
well, I'm pulling for KC. I'm pulling for KC because I win the pool if they can pull through and then win the Super Bowl.
I'm pulling for the Bills.
A big Buffalo
feel good story.
Then. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Everybody have a great weekend and keep it locked on
Boo.
The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.